Welcome to the Blue Oasis Podcast. This is the podcast for finding peace and prosperity, learning the history of hobbies, as well as developing a little side hustle. If you want to find peace and prosperity in your life, this is your show. Get ready. You're listening to the Blue Oasis Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Rothstein. All right, let's get to the show. And welcome back to the Blue Oasis Podcast. Here with me tonight is Mr. Benjamin Brown. Mr. Brown, how are you?
I'm doing outstanding. And yourself?
I'm doing great. Okay, so tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, hopefully in the next couple of minutes, I'll drop a couple bombs of sales, which is really my life in helping people understand it. Dropping some serious bombs on how simple you can actually learn how to sell in a couple of steps. And most people don't understand the language of sales. But I've been in sales for over 20 years and actually been teaching it for about 6 years, teaching the language and the proficiency of what people need to know, because most people don't really understand how deep it is, but it's simple once you get to understand how it actually moves. And once you do that, your efficiency as far as working in sales, or if you're an entrepreneur, everything in life is actually sales. So the key component is if you learn how to do the language, your life becomes a whole lot easier.
Of course. And I mean, sales are important too. I mean, I teach people how to narrate their first audiobook and as well. And there's still that one thing of going from zero to one, really important.
Absolutely.
Okay. So what's the first thing people should know when it comes to sales?
It's a couple of things that I say that gets the ball rolling. Number one is that sales is simple, but it's not easy. You got to put the work in. Number two is that you never assume anything. Right? It's all ruled out by questions. And number three, that 80% of sales is actually confidence. So if you don't have the confidence for rejection, I do a lot of analogies as far as dating, music, whatever makes people connect to understand how it relates to everything that you normally do in life. Even a child can sell. They're one of the best sellers because they sell based on closing. They don't care about what it is for you. They want what they want. And they don't stop till they get what they want. And so most adults haven't done that since they were kids. And that's why sometimes they have difficulty in asking for the sale. And you need to ask, right? But there's steps in between that. And you don't have to be a hard closer. The way I set the system up is that you're doing a number of check marks in the process as you're moving along. And so it makes it a whole lot easier for people to be non-threatening and be salesy, which is not a word. There's no such thing.
No words such as salesy. Understood. So every company needs a sales process, but going to the individual who's just starting out and their recommendation. I'm sorry. What would you propose they do before? For a sales funnel,
elaborate a little bit more on that.
As in they get the customer and then, or a potential customer, or would you just recommend them to start advertising first?
Okay.
Or am I?
So let me educate you a little bit. There's a difference between marketing and sales.
Okay.
There's a difference. And a lot of people get confused with that. And so, it's a chicken or the egg, right? But marketing brings awareness for your product or service that you have, right? Once people do a reach out, like an email, walk into the store, a phone call, fill out a form, you know, make an appointment, that's when it starts to penetrate the skin of the company. And once that happens is when your sales process take over. So marketing is just awareness to bring to you. Right. And then it goes, even if you're doing outbound sales, you're trying to get them to penetrate the skin of the company to invite them in to what you provide. So there is a definite difference between marketing and sales. That's why network marketing is relationship based, right? It's all through who you know, right? So a lot of people get confused with that. And all these technologies and all these things that came about in the last couple of years, sales hasn't changed since the beginning of time. It's just the tools you have to use.
Tools that you have to use. Okay, right. I like that. Now a history question. I thought I had more here though. Okay. So for internet marketing, how does one optimize their search engine optimization potential, if that makes any sense?
So you're talking the technical aspect of it. Let me break it down for you like this.
Okay.
There was a time back in the early 1900s where everybody was doing door to door, right? We didn't have TVs. We didn't have radios. We didn't have phones. So sales was always around. That's when people actually drove around. So as time evolved, when it got into the 40s and 50s, you had the radio, then you had the television, and then come the advent of the telegram, and then also the phone. Now, the phone been around for 20, 30 years until we started coming around with the cell phone, right? Pager, cell phone, and then the boom where most people only know in this generation is the computer. So the only way they think that they know that they need to market is through a computer. Funnels, social media, Facebook, all these apps, right? These are all tools. So people get caught up into the tools and don't understand the process, when back in the days, it was all about the process. So people will use these tools to get low-hanging fruit so they don't have to get turned down by people. So funnels will put them into, you know, all the funnel is a sales process, right? You get in, you click on this, it gives you a video. It's constantly moving you down the pipe towards a sale. And I don't have to do anything but sit on the couch. Beautiful. If it works, nice. But sales is still not going away. It's still the process. Make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. But I mean, I still have to be active too. I sell audiobooks. I still have to make sure that I put the promotion out and I'm getting out and promoting my stuff, whether it's on this podcast or on the YouTube channel or by email. I have to make sure it's getting in front of people. And I think that's one thing that many people forget, that, you know, get in front of people and be active too. And
right,
I mean, you would agree with me with this. There's really no thing as passive income because people need to be active, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's different ways that I could present. You look at your stock market. That's if you're pulling 4% away from your, you can have passive income. I mean, honestly, you can, but most people don't have that. I mean, you're talking about maybe 10% or less of people have genuine passive income. Most people are working 9 to 5. I mean, truly, that's the way the world works, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, do I get, a little bit of a side note here. Do I get royalties from what I've published on Find Away Voices and Audible and stuff? Yes, but I still have to be active and make sure that the stream is coming through, and it's not always balanced too with the revenue. And you talked earlier that, you know, nothing is guaranteed. How does someone prepare themselves for the tough times and for a struggle when they're first starting out?
Well, the thing is every company has a process, Right. So you have a marketing process, you have a accounting process, which is defined, right? Because you have to deal with the IRS. But most people don't have a sales process. And so that's one of the first questions I ask. Do you have a sales process? And if they look at me and hesitate, that means they're winging it. And they're leaving a lot to either referrals or marketing to make their money. And at some point in time, you leave yourself vulnerable in a market, things are going to happen. That's why most businesses don't make it past, what, 5 years, right? So, but you, if you have the ability to sell, you can take away the computer, you can take away the cell phone, you can get on the phone, and you can close, like real estate. Real estate is marketing, you put it all out there, but most real estate agents hit the ground by what? Hitting the phones, right? They're on the phones, they're contacting, they're connecting, they're constantly closing people, constantly closing, who do you know, so on and so forth. So, I mean, even with the power of the internet now, most of the successful real estate agents are still just, the power of them is a cell phone, right? Just hitting the phones constantly, because that's where you get the deals. So each market is different. But the main thing is having a sales process. And so in the beginning, Mark Cuban said, one of his favorite quotes is, if you're an entrepreneur, the first thing you need to know how to do is learn how to sell, right? Not how to market, not how to build a website, not how to great logo, not, you know, all this done. You need to know how to sell your product. And that's one of the main things that I emphasize with people. And it's true, because people get all caught up in the beautiful things of entrepreneurship and don't understand how hard it is.
Yeah, and especially the difficult part is finding people. Mm-hmm. Now, I've joined some Facebook groups. I've done things of and found areas of where they might, you know, want to come and buy my product and stuff, and maybe, and also paying for self-promotion on Facebook too. I mean, that's still the marketing aspect, I know, but convincing someone of what you have to offer and how it's going to benefit them, I mean, you know, that is arguably the most important skill anyone can have too. I mean, even with job interviews too, as well. And I guess, are there any exercises you have done in the past that can help with that of helping people be just more convincing in general?
Okay, so I'll help you with this. So okay. My definition will help you get yourself started. What is the purpose of a sale?
It is, it's to benefit both parties. All right. I'm going on then. Okay, it's to make a profit, or am I missing? No.
So the simplistic of it, it's the purpose of a sale is to get somebody to move.
Yes.
So your marketing is awareness, right? But what does the marketing want you to do? Click on this, take a look at this, call this number, go to this website, talk to this gentleman. It's to get them to actually move. So most people, when they do sales, they're just talking to people. Just talking. Two-way conversation. But they understand that sales is a different language where you're asking somebody to do something. Answer this question. Tell me this. So on and so forth. So it's a little baby steps that you do in order to get someone to commit towards something that they need or want. Has nothing to do with money, right? And so once you understand that, you understand how it's always around us, and you take the money aspect of it when you go to church, that's a sale. It's selling you the reason you come back for the religion, right? Come back each time. When you get married, you're selling your wife that you're going to be the husband all the time. Your children, all of these things are not convincing, but it's actually a sale. So once you understand that it's everywhere around you, you come out of the matrix and you realize, wait a minute, I'm surrounded by it. I need to understand how to communicate with it. And that's when you learn sales the way that I teach it. You understand, wow, I've been around it so much in my life. I just never paid. I could have took advantage of so many different things if I would have learned this skill. It's a skill, just like a plumber, like a carpenter, like a welder. It takes work to learn it. It just doesn't happen by reading a book or watching a videotape or a video. It is an action item. It's something you must do to learn, right? And so that's when you get into role playing and one-on-one is when you get the deep end of learning what sales is actually about with somebody who knows it. So it's like when you become a carpenter, you go through an apprenticeship. You don't become a master carpenter in the first year. You work at it, right? So most people don't want to put the work in it. Most people know that it's going to take rejection. And a lot of people are not willing to take any rejection. They're going to different fields.
Yeah. And I'll admit, I mean, it's tough. And it's, I mean, yeah, it's hard to do that and to convince people what you have to sell. I mean, but it's worth it. I've still made thousands of dollars, but I mean, it is hard. And maybe we overcomplicate things, but I recommend all of you to start that side hustle and just be convincing, because you know you probably did sell something to someone in not microtransactions, but you know you wanted to convince, hey, let's go here to this restaurant, and yeah, you sold something. So
every day.
So when you first started, I guess going back to your personal life, what were you selling at first?
I actually was selling gym memberships professionally, is when I first started in sales, and I fell into it. And one of the beautiful things about it is that I had one of the toughest but great mentors. And that's where the taste was good, because I didn't have a bad taste because I had somebody that got me through the hard times, like boot camp, kind of, right, to get you into it. And so, you know, having that understanding in the beginning and then knowing the gratitude that I got back from it, I made more money doing that than personal training, selling memberships. I'm like, wow, I don't have to do as much work. All I have to do is help people and I can make more money doing this. And so learning that, you know, I had somewhat of a gift. I'm not the best salesperson in the world, of course, but the dangerous part is I can teach it. So a lot of people can do, but they can't teach, right? And so it takes a while, but once I get the people to understand the concept of it, my gratitude comes from them being able to understand the gift of sales, right? And so having many different opportunities to sell many different things in that period of time, I was able to comprise the entire concept that I put 10 steps together and put the 10 steps from what I've learned to make it simple. It's not complicated. It's just you got to get it, right? And so once you understand it and be willing to work at it, anybody could be a diamond in the rough. You know what I'm saying? So I've seen it. And it doesn't matter based on your personality. It's based on your performance and also your confidence in making mistakes and willing to understand it. It's steps that you have to complete. And you're not perfect. You're human. So that's where a lot of people don't want to put in the work. It's like acting. You can't just come out and just start acting. What are you going to do? You read a book on acting? You're going to go out and act? No, you got to go to where? All of these different little small little shops and little groups to practice your skill. You know, you don't get it right away, even though you got good looks and all that stuff, right, Adam? You still got to do the acting, right? You still got to act. And so, you know, you go to workshops, you train under people. Where did you train? I'm an actor. What another actor? Where did you train? You know, karate, where's your dojo at, right? You know, sales, where did you learn sales? Well, I read a couple books.
Yeah, it makes sense. No, I worked at this at ABC Moving Company firm, and I sold rental trucks or something like that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, example.
Right.
Yeah. Talk to me a little more about your book.
Well, I put this together, as you can see, it's very thin, right? Simple. So the 10 steps are covered in there. And I tell people this book can cover a whole semester. I can do a whole semester in college on sales. If you're talking about tonality, body movement, inflection, all of the different other things that you're looking at, your voice, your dictation, your speed of your voice, all these things come into play. But mainly the 10 steps but the main key on the bottom is where a lot of people don't focus on getting clients and generating referrals. Most people don't know that referrals is the key point. So your main point of the sale is not to get the deal, it's to get the referral. And how do you get the referral? You make your sales process smooth enough that you can ask for a referral. I've actually went into situations where I didn't sell, but asked a person that didn't buy for referrals. They gave me 2 referrals. I sold them. So just by asking made me double the amount of money rather than just walking away being upset that I didn't get the sale. So that's how it really works in real life if you understand the process. Most people get excited. They go ring a bell. Ding, I got a sale. First thing I'm going to ask you, did you get a referral? Oh, no, but I got the sale. Like, so now you got to go dig again. You got to go start all over again. You know what I'm saying? Make your life easier. Find the referrals. That's what real estate is about. That's what network marketing is about. Insurance. That's how you build your book of business, is generally through referrals, right?
Yeah. And I would say that, you know, use your friends as referrals because, you know, sometimes they will go to bat for you, right? Like that would be a starting point.
Church members, everything around you. When you start to work insurance, the first thing they're going to do is pull a sheet of paper and say, who's your 100 closest people that you know, and start calling them, right? That's what insurance companies do. We're going straight for your referrals to get your success right off the bat, right? Why cold call? Call the people that you already know.
Of course. Yeah. And I remember this years ago, Pat Flynn had something like, yeah, get your first 100 email subscribers. Or first 1,000. And then just, hey, if you like this, you know, please refer it. Please share this out with everyone else.
Shout out to Pat Flynn.
Yeah, shout out to Pat, Mr. Pat Flynn. I think he's up to like 1,000 episodes. It's crazy.
Yeah, I got his book, Will It Fly? I love his book. I read this book.
I still have that somewhere in the closet. Yeah. So just keep it up. I mean, if you can make friends, you can sell essentially, right?
Well, the thing is about conversion. So one of the things you understand is that what you do with the people. I had a conversation with someone today that was going through. I'm like, what is your closing rate? You know, it's like 50%. I'm like, what if it was 80%? What would change in your life? So you're closing at 50% without sales skills. But if you went to 80, what would change? How much more money would you make? So when I work with people, I look at the potential of the client, their next client paying for me, not them. So it makes it an easier ability for them to gravitate towards making more money and giving me a referral because I make the process works because you have enough people at bats. You're just not hitting the ball. Right?
Of course.
And that happens to a lot of people. I got all of these leads coming in. I'm closing, you know, 20%, 25%. What if we get it to 50? Oh, my goodness. I'll be making. And that's what I've done with many companies. We went from 500,000 to 750. We went from 1.5 to 2.5. So that's what I look at as the numbers. I don't deal with marketing, with theories and all that concept. It's bottom line numbers. Can we make more money? That's basically what sales is. The money part. I like what I do because it's not theory. It's not, let's do a campaign. Let's see if we can get some clicks. Let's see if we can get some likes and then people will start following and you can connect with them. No, get them on the phone, close the product, move on, get a referral, keep going. Right?
Of course.
Then take the money that you want and go buy, have somebody go do your social media.
Of course. And that actually gets to my next question too. Social media. How do you use that or integrate that with your sales process?
It's just another tool.
It's another tool. Nothing else.
They're not coming to the door. They're not knocking on the door. It's just another tool. That's why people are more confused than ever when they see all these entrepreneurs these days. It's confusing. You go, 6 months, we started out with Facebook, crazy. Then Instagram and Snapchat and boom. And everybody's jumping on and just going crazy. And TikTok. Oh, TikTok. Got to get on TikTok. It's like, wow. Like you don't have time to focus on anything besides something else that comes on. You got LinkedIn, Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat, SEO. You got 15 different things. People don't even do mailers anymore. It's like, you don't do mailers anymore. That was another thing that we used to do, right? So it's what's the next hottest thing? And all of this is going by so fast, and people are just waiting, because if I can get a lot of likes, I can make, and they're making money. Yeah, but at some point in time, this is going to slow down, and they're going to have to get back. It's just like the market. It will adjust. It will adjust.
And we're not going to build it. Now, most people are not going to build themselves up big like Taylor Swift or that TikToker Addison Rae. But if you have the process set down, you can still make a good living. And if you get to that Addison Rae point or whoever's famous now on TikTok, God bless you. But for most of us, we still have to work with what we have. But knowledge is at our fingertips nowadays.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Makes sense.
Yeah. Man, this is going good. But yeah, so we can. What do you do for work? Just general curiosity question.
So I've been in entrepreneur game since 2002. So I have three companies that I run. I have a limo service, limo business in Tampa, Florida. I've been running for 14 years. I have a business I collaborate with, a self-publishing business for authors who want to self-publish and get on Amazon and all that. And then I had the consultant. I just closed the trucking business I had for about 2 years, just shut that down. And so I had four businesses that I was running. So I multitask. I do a lot.
Oh, that definitely keeps you busy, man. Oh, I couldn't. I mean, like, I'll take helping people with their audio and stuff like that over dealing with trucks and stuff like that. Anything you want to share with as well, or any last comments?
Yeah, if people want to reach out to me, they can go to 360salesconsulting.com. On there is some information. My book is on Amazon. It's called Master the Art of Closing the Sale by Benjamin Brown on Amazon. But my call to action for people generally is meetwithbenjamin.com is actually a URL I purchased, and you can schedule a call to sit down and do a 15-minute, figure out basically what the problem is that you're having, why you're losing money, or what you're looking to do. And I can analyze pretty quick normal-sized companies. I used to work with $10 million companies, figuring out where the money that you're missing when it comes to sales, whether it is your technique, it is your sales skill, it is your technology, it is your CRM. Normally, companies are leaking money somewhere, and I can figure that out right away to stop the leaking and then learning based on top of that. So meetwithbenjamin.com, click on that, schedule yourself a call. I'm pushed out a little bit. I don't have a lot of time, so you might be out about 2 weeks, but you can get in contact with me, and then we can sit down and have a talk. But I got to ask you a question. What are the two things you learned in this conversation we had so far? Anything?
Wow, that's tough. Okay. Man, I don't know if I zoned out or anything. That sales is not complicated, that you can that it's that referrals are key. I know that. Yep. Mm-hmm. The referrals are key. Mm-hmm. And you know, Mark, and that a sale is, is convincing
someone to get someone
to move. Take action.
Move.
Move or take action, but yes.
Absolutely.
All right. Oh, man,
you're a good student.
Thanks. Okay. All right. I guess that'll do it for this episode.
Yes.
Now, everyone else, check out my links. Check out the audiobook links. And if you get on the email list of the Blue Oasis podcast of the Substack, I'm going to send out referral links for Growing Baseball. So you will get the audiobook and you can get to share it with everyone you know, because awesome. you'll use my link and if you're a baseball lover, it's perfect for you. So check out all the links below. Rate this 5 stars on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast. Write me a review. Let me know what you thought of this episode. And with that being said, take care and peace out.